Telephone.
Live on the air.
Hey everyone, there's an unknown caller, and I'm going to put it on before we say anything. Unknown caller?
Thanks for calling the phone show.
Oh, it's Spessa.
Hi, Spessa.
What a wild surprise.
Yeah, you called just in time. We were just playing the intro, so you get to be in the intro.
Oh, good. I'm relieved now.
Yeah. So you're listening to the phone show on the new station, Cacti Radio, the new stream thing. It's exciting.
Consider yourself lucky.
Hi, Linear.
Hi, RVCP. Hi, Spessa.
Hi, Linear.
Are you excited about Cacti Radio?
I'm excited, but we did it last week on Cacti Radio before it had the stupid name.
Yeah, well, the name's not my fault, exactly.
I totally blame myself because I wasn't more of a bitch last week and, like, pushy about deciding something better.
Well, thanks for both of you blaming me for this.
That's exactly what I said.
Well, our fans are also, terrible for not giving better suggestions. All of our adoring fans.
I blame everybody on the PLA forums.
Thanks, douchebag fans.
It goes right down the chain. So we don't have anything planned this week. You know, unlike last week when we had the Facebook stuff happening. We could call the same Facebook people again.
Did you get any callbacks from those? I guess they wouldn't have known our number. Never mind.
No.
Dumb question.
Like, a few of the people that I thought were more, hilarious and fun to talk to, I added them to Facebook, and I said something about the calls in my ad message. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure they ignored me, though. I don't think they added me.
That's no fun. Everyone was such a good sport.
Except for the main girl.
I wonder if anyone punched her teeth in, like we suggested.
Yeah, she's probably in the hospital. That's probably why she didn't add me.
I hope so.
Here, I'm gonna see if that Facebook group still exists here real quick. All the messages are gone. It now says closed. Limited public content. Members can see all content.
Well, we taught them a valuable lesson.
And I was a member, so they must have figured out who I was, and they kicked me out.
You have your number.
Yeah, so we made an impact.
The phone show served as a public service last week.
We make a difference.
More you know.
So, everybody call in. The new phone number for the new Cacti Radio Studio is 505-796-4020 or phonelosers.org on Skype.
Are we doing the IRC today?
Yeah, I'm actually on IRC right now, and there's 23 people in there right now.
Oh, how exciting. I'll join you guys.
And there's 19 listeners right now, so...
Spessa, you better hurry before someone steals
your phone. Oh my God.
Four of the people on IRC are assholes for not listening. I guess I'm one of them, though. But, anyway, hear music and call us. Alright, so this Facebook group, it is closed down, sort of. Like, it still exists, but it's all private and stuff. But we're on the air, by the way, you guys.
Oh, thanks. I was going to say so many private things.
Okay, but the main girl, I can't remember her name. Do you remember her name?
Something Amy, maybe? No.
No. I don't know. Well, anyway.
Ashley? I think it was Ashley.
The description is still there, and it still has that girl's phone number. So, it's ringing right now. Let's see.
Oh, shit.
We need to tell her that she didn't quite get all this deleted.
Okay.
Retard.
The telephone number you have dialed is temporarily not in service.
El número de teléfono que usted ha marcado temporalmente no está en.
Wow.
Oh, man.
She takes creepy old guys from the internet calling her seriously.
That's quality.
All right. Okay, back to music.
PLA, right?
This is PLA.
All right, well, I'm a big fan and stuff. I wanted to ask you a few questions.
Oh, no.
I think a few years back I saw the BB radio modification, and I was actually about to pull this off this week, and I was wondering if there's anything to, like, recommend. I was actually looking at the Yaesu VX7R. I don't think they can make those anymore. Where would I order a decent radio scanner from?
To take over drive-through radios, drive-through speakers.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do the CB mod?
Because it's not real.
Drat.
He has your number.
What?
I really don't know anything about radios. I'm really stupid.
Is he really? Are you really saying that they don't make the VX7R anymore?
Well, they make them, but it's like I gotta drive to Wisconsin to buy them.
Oh, why like can't you order away? One on the World Wide Webbing?
You can't find them on the World Wide Web. You can only buy them in stores.
Like on eBay?
I bought mine on the World Wide Web, on the www.
And I'll be sure to look it up some more. Thanks a lot.
Have you tried eBay?
You're welcome. Anytime you need some advice about how to purchase items that aren't in your general vicinity, here I am to tell you that you can type it into Google. Next question, please.
That's all. Thanks.
She's
there
a jerk.
There wasn't anything else you wanted to know where to buy a T-shirt, you know? Or
no, I'm pretty sure we're at Walmart.
Underwear.
They have great T-shirts.
Well, all right, well.
That's better.
All right, well, I still appreciate you guys answering my question, I guess. And
I wanted to tell you about the great place called Universal Radio from Reynoldsburg, Ohio. And they sent me a giant catalog full of beautiful radio things that I keep by my toilet. I just drool. So go to their website. It's on the World Wide Web. The www, and it's universal-radio.com, and this segment of the phone show was brought to you by them.
Yay!
All right, thank you very much.
No, you're not leaving yet until I promote something else.
Oh, I'm getting scared now.
All right, fine.
We're going to make you sorry you called.
I don't want you guys to rape me.
Where are you calling from?
Illinois.
Oh, okay. That's great. And what's your name?
My name's Robert.
Okay.
I don't believe him.
You pause too much. Your name's not Robert.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, okay. I believe you this time.
What I'm looking at right now is a Uniden BC72XLT radio scanner, and so that's like $80 off Amazon. And I'm not exactly sure if it can cover the frequencies for a drive-thru. Let me pull up what frequency. Okay, it covers 25 through 54, 108 through 174, but there's a large gap between 55 and 107.
That's because that's FM radio.
That'll get a lot of them.
Or AM and FM. Well, good luck.
That'll work for a lot of them.
Yeah, really. Most of them are on those ranges you just said, but then there's a lot more of the newer ones that are in like 900 megahertz, I think.
900, yeah.
Yeah, but those are the soft ones that are incredibly legal and shit happens because of it.
That's just the beginning of that band. The end of that band is other crazy shit.
Yeah, my scanner does partial 900 megahertz.
What scanner do you use? The Yaesu 7R?
I think you're getting scanners and, like ham radios confused.
Transceivers.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, probably. They're the same thing.
God, you're so dumb.
You
can only listen with a scanner.
You broke my itty-bitty heart.
Sorry, but, someone had to do it. I'm hanging up on you, though. To make it even worse. God, people shopping while they talk on the phone with us.
I felt so useful for the first time ever. And let me have my moment.
It's Vesa, can I read an email I got?
Please.
Because it's related to this, and I meant to read it like a week or two ago. But most of the people listening probably know about the whole CB modification thing that was fake and has cost people a lot of money. And was that last year or was that the year before April Fool's?
Last year was the phone thing where you dial into the payphone, so it was the year before.
Okay. Okay, so 2 years later almost. I just got this email. After watching your drive-through CB prank videos, I went out and bought a digital CB and a toaster, post-80s. I found it at Goodwill. The only problem is that there are no crystals to be found in either of them. He just goes on and on, but he says he's already invested about $70 in this project and wants me to get back to him as soon as possible because he'd appreciate it. So, 2 years later, almost, and that prank is still costing people money.
Wow.
Well, after you've pointed out numerous times that it was, in fact, a hoax.
Yeah, all the comments are just filled with, oh my god, this is fake. Don't fall for it. People still do it. I used to delete those comments because I didn't want people to know, but it doesn't matter.
Years later, you expect.
So now I can just delete this email and not answer it.
Oh, you can. But he wants to know right away because he's already invested.
Come on, you can get him to spend at least another $30 to round off to $100.
Yeah. I'm playing music again.
Oh, great.
Yeah?
Hey, I'm Tombstone, and this is Mrs. Tombstone.
Mrs. Tombstone?
Yeah.
She's really quiet right now.
We were just talking about crappy Skype levels, and you're on the crappiest of them right now.
No, I'm not.
That's a little better.
There I am. I'm yelling. I didn't actually do anything. I'm just talking really loud right now. So what's going on, guys?
Are you really married?
Yes, we are. We just got engaged, technically.
Wow.
So you're not really married.
I know, but, in our hearts, we're married. But not legally.
You bunch of hippies.
Yeah, it's more like common law.
Hmm.
We're awesome like that.
Why'd you marry a mute?
Congratulations.
This is Tombstone. What?
Okay, I believe him now because I heard her whisper something.
No, I don't believe in women that are quiet. That's like a myth.
It was probably just him whispering in a different voice.
So what's going on, guys?
Oh, nothing.
Just doing a radio show.
Touching all the ears.
Yay.
You want to call up the 7-Eleven and have them hit the silent alarm?
Wait. No. Actually, I met some girl at Burger King named Royal.
What the hell?
All right. Okay. And I'm going to three-way her on the line, okay?
Oh, no. Okay.
All right, and one of you talked to her. Her name's Royal, and we totally, made fun of her. I'm going to take a royal shit. She hung up the phone on us. You'll hear her say, well, this is Burger King talking to Royal here. I'm calling up right now.
Okay.
One of you guys go for it.
Yay, live prank calls. But we're allowed to now.
Royal. Her name is Royal.
Who should talk?
She totally got.
Oh, you can do it. I don't care.
I hate this call.
This call's gonna be awesome. Okay.
You're such a failure.
Yeah, no, I kind of am. Hey, Mr. Tombstone.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Yeah, Mrs. Tombstone loves her show. She really likes it. She never called in before. But, I'm, taking her hostage.
I'm glad she never calls in, because she doesn't even talk.
Hey.
I'm tired of being alone.
Well, thanks for calling and making the phone ring at us for 30 seconds.
And get back in the kitchen, Mrs. Tombstone.
Yeah, you're not supposed to operate electronics, Mrs. Tombstone, unless it's an oven.
No.
You're getting married, so get used to that.
And I recommend having a man turn the oven on for you, unless you want to blow up the house.
Okay.
I hung up on them so I can pick up on Mr. Cactus. Hello, sir.
Hi!
Hi.
Holy motherfuck.
Hey, would you like some more Google facts? Did you know that users can restrict their searches for content in 35 non-English languages?
I'm sorry for hanging up on you, Tombstone. That was so hilarious that guy just hung up on himself. Okay, then.
Yeah, that's about enough of that.
Okay, this is the last test. I'm testing one more time. How do I sound this time? Who's this?
This is Miss Tombstone. I just want to say that I want to punch you in your whatever's way of the fuck word I'm supposed to say.
Say it louder, at least. Jeez.
Yeah, be a man. Grow some balls and say it with more, you know, oomph in your voice.
Oh, I would, but I don't want to.
Either that or get back in the goddamn kitchen.
I think you really should be sleeping because you're tired.
And you got to get up early to make pancakes.
Yep.
You have to get up.
Well, stop mumbling or go to bed.
Something was wrong with her stream, other than her mumbling too, but not that I'm trying to defend her.
Here's well, that was interesting. Defender of the week and the underdog.
We hate your soon-to-be wife, Tombstone. So the stream problems, I think, are all taken care of. Nobody's complaining. It was just some buffer settings in my program, so hopefully our stream provider, it doesn't completely suck. Can I, Spessa, am I allowed to play voicemails right now?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Is this okay with you, Linear?
Oh, it's perfectly okay.
Because I know you usually hate voicemails.
Oh, it's usually because you play the same ones that you've played 5 times already on PLA Radio and then other phone shows.
I'm not going to do that this time. Well, okay, there's this one. There's this one. It might have been played already. But it's a short one.
Oh, god damn it.
It's the one that says you own. Did I play that last week?
Fine.
The one that what?
That says Linear is awesome.
I don't think that exists.
I think I'd remember that.
All right.
Hey, Brad, I'm going to let you finish. But Linear, he owns. He makes way better prank phone calls.
Okay. Could you hear that?
Oh, mm-hmm. I heard it.
Was it great?
Oh, it was just—it was the best thing I've ever heard.
Did it inflate your
very
ego?
Very classy and original, and
nothing excites me more than internet memes.
I need more phone show now, right away. Where's my dosage of the phone show?
That was hilarious, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even hear what that's...
Oh my god, I'm just fucking peeing my pants with laughter.
Yeah. Here's one more.
Hey, RBCB. All good. Calling up. Show's pretty good. I got a new stream. And I had stuff on it. It's great. But, congratulations. Not a great flex. It was funny. You're cool.
That guy sucks at making voice messages, right?
Mm-hmm. Why isn't anyone saying how awesome I am?
I delete all those because I can't handle the competition. Okay, one last voicemail. I saved the best one for last. This is one of the guys that won.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. It's not. Hold on. Here's the last one.
I love you. You sent me a sticker and some other stuff, which I put on somebody's car, and you mailed it. At $1.39, I only gave you $1. Aren't you a good person? Now, if only your show didn't suck. Love you. Bye.
So you're losing money on stickers.
Yeah, that's how awesome I am. So
that's not a good business model.
People need to buy stickers from me. So I think I sent him a media CD also. I think that may have been Mr. Anderson, but I'm not completely sure.
Did he call last week? His voice sounded familiar.
Talking shit about our show, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
If I could take it back, then he'd be sorry. Speaking of Mr. Anderson, though, we got to make this little announcement before the show is over.
Okay.
On 11/25, which is tomorrow, at 9 o'clock in the morning, or 7 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, there's a phone mob. And, yeah, that's really early for us because it's 7 a.m. But everyone should get up at that time, 9 a.m. Central time, and watch the PLA Twitter and listen to Cacti Radio, because we're going to try and broadcast it live. And it's going to be another one of those AM station mobs.
Did I fucking authorize this shit?
Yeah, you should be on the forums more.
I
take that, Spessa.
This is just one of those positions of, you know, glorified nothing, isn't it?
I asked you if I could play the voicemail. This isn't. What else do you want?
Everything. I'm totally pouting.
All right, we'll take care of things after the show. I'll give you a raise.
Okay. Or do you have any like sound effects of hitting women and them crying? That'd be good.
That's not it.
That was a bit much.
Okay, I think he just flipped a bitch.
Do you remember that one?
I remember listening to that. That was one of the first shows Spessa was on because I couldn't be on it. And I remember being so angry that you guys had never heard the phrase flipped a bitch before. And I was very disappointed. You really showed your age, Brad.
Yeah. Well, anyway, phone mob tomorrow. If you don't know what a phone mob is, you suck, and I'm not going to explain it.
What's a phone mob?
I'm not going to explain it. But tomorrow morning...
What do you do at a phone mob?
You make phone... It's, yeah. 9 a.m. tomorrow. 9 a.m. Central Time. 7 a.m. Pacific Time.
What time is that on the East Coast?
10 a.m. East Coast Time.
What time is that in New Zealand?
I don't know. Like plus 14 hours or something, right?
Yeah, they're going to hit me eventually, right?
Yep. So it's going to be live on Cacti Radio.
When do we get to do a phone mob at a normal person's hour?
I don't know. Somebody needs to find some AM stations we can mess with that are on the West Coast, because everyone finds these that are on the East Coast or the Central Time Zone, and that makes me have to get up at like 5 or 6 in the morning.
Even if it's at 9 in the morning, I don't want to get up at 9 in the morning to do a phone mob.
I'd get up at 9 in the morning. I guess I'm getting up at 6:30 in the morning tomorrow for this.
Yeah. Why don't we do one at, like, an overnight show when all of us are up?
You know what? Screw you, Mr. Anderson. We're not doing this phone mob. Forget it. I'm going to delete your thread in the forums. That'll teach him. Oh, my God. There's a call now. Hi, Handler.
Big Canada booyah to Brad Carter and the phone show.
Yay for me. But yeah, not Linear in the phone show and not Spessa in the phone show.
Oh.
Okay.
Just me in the phone show.
All right.
Handler, are you anywhere near Calgary?
No, that's far away.
Oh, never mind.
I thought
Canada... But I noticed you stole the Brain Damage theme song.
Brain Damage theme song?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
Oh. Well, you stole it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. I heard it like 2 seconds ago.
Our drop that says our names?
Yeah, where it has Brain Damage by Pink Floyd with the telephone sounds.
Oh, that thing. That's called Brain Damage?
Well, the song is. And it was from a show called Brain Damage.
It's totally not Brain Damage.
Yeah, we don't know what you're
That's
talking about.
That's from The Wall. Brain Damage is from Dark Side of the Moon.
But,
Canadians can't be wrong. Come on, Spessa.
Anyways. Wait, just play it again. I want to hear it.
Okay. Well, we know what it is.
Oh.
All right, hold on. That, right?
Oh, yeah, that's from... I don't know. Never mind. I'm wrong.
I don't know the names of all the tracks on the wall, but I don't think there's one called Brain Damage, but maybe I'm completely wrong.
Yeah, Brain Damage was a different song. Never mind. I'm wrong.
Shame on you, Handler.
I told you all of this 45 seconds ago.
I know. I'm wrong. I'm sorry, okay?
We're just wasting Spess's time at this point. Doubting her opinion.
I didn't have anything else interesting to talk about, but whatever.
Did you get your prize mug and t-shirt and media CD and sticker and buttons?
No, mail in Canada is really slow because it goes by dog sled.
Yeah, and also you just sent me your shirt size like an hour ago.
Yeah,
so none of it's been sent.
I don't know. I have like 20 different email things and it's hard to check them all.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I'll send it out on Monday though.
Okay, cool.
Or maybe Friday, depending.
Play Billy Idol.
One of my turns.
What was that?
One of my turns.
Turns?
One of my turns by Pink Floyd.
Oh, that's the name of the song. One of my turns?
That's the song?
Yeah, see, I don't remember that title, that track.
Yeah, that's the song. That's what I'm saying.
What do you want to hear by Billy Idol?
Dancing with Myself.
I don't have that one. Wow.
That's actually a good request, and you can't even fulfill it. You're the worst host ever.
See, I don't have good music. Here, I can play Billy Joel. Is that the same?
No, that's the wrong guy. That's his brother, I think.
I was going to play Piano Man. There we go.
That's fine, I guess.
Just for Handler, because he loves Billy Joel.
Yay.
Has this made your night?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hang up on you so we can play Billy Joel at you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye. Piano Man by Billy Joel for Handler, who loves Billy Joel. Fine. You're interrupting Billy Joel, Piano Man, so this better be good.
I know. I'm really just calling to see if, you know, Richard Cardo is still funny.
Richard Cardo is always funny.
Are you still harassing him?
I've never harassed Richard Cardo.
Well, I know, but, you know, like, whatever. Enriching his life.
Is he still harassing Brad is the accurate question.
Yeah, I'm the harasser.
I suppose.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, he has a Facebook. You can join it.
Yeah,
I'm friends with him and stuff.
Okay.
Go to Facebook.com and search for Richard Cardo, and he's the one blowing the horn.
I think Richard's actually really scared now.
What? Who's scared?
But you're not like, redirecting his cell phone or anything anymore, right?
I don't have skills to do things like that, sir.
I don't know.
Well, okay. I think, right, hypothetical.
You have me confused with some other guy.
Well, if you could do that. Would you do that?
No.
Anymore?
Absolutely not. I'm a Christian.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. It's important to have religion.
I would say he's not harassing me anymore. I mean, there have been no more videos made about him.
About you?
Oh, there's no more videos he was doing at his work.
Well, he hasn't released them yet, if there have been.
Well, he hasn't. How do you know that? Is he threatening you, or...?
No, I haven't had any contact with him for several months now. Like a really long time now.
What about... I thought his book was being published.
That would probably strike fear into your heart.
Yeah, I rarely leave the house because he said he's going to come to my house. And I'm afraid of that.
That's got to be a big concern.
I'm starting to suspect that this caller is actually Richard Cardo, and he's just trying to get a gauge on you.
We're on to you, Richard.
Yeah. I'm going to abduct your children while they're watching Netflix.
Damn it.
Oh, shit.
He's just keeping me on the line so he knows I don't go downstairs.
Did he hang up?
No, he's still there.
What?
Oh, I heard the little Skype hang up noise, and I thought he hung up. And I was like,
I'm not on Skype. I'm on an actual phone.
Yeah, but I mean, when a real telephone hangs up, it makes a Skype noise for us.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Richard. That's all I really had.
Yeah, we haven't heard a thing from Richard. I don't know what's going on with him. I wish he would come back online. Oh, wait, no, I heard one thing from Richard. He's got a website for his quintet that he plays in, which was on GeoCities before, and he had to update it and change it all around because GeoCities disappeared a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So his that's sort of hearing from him. I checked out his website, and it's changed around a little bit. It's got more dead links than it used to have on it now.
I'm sure there's more Richard Cardo run-ins that will happen in the future.
There has to be, yeah.
I'm sure Brad will keep us all updated.
He'll be back. He needs the excitement in his life of me. We need each other.
Well, thanks.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
I guess we're going to end the whole show thing now. Because nobody's really calling.
Okay.
Don't be so excited about it, Linear.
That was my disappointed voice.
Oh, hold on.
Okay, I guess we'll have to end it.
Is that you, Spessa? Hi, Spessa. I hung up on
that
you.
That was really hurtful.
I'm sorry. I wondered why you're being so quiet.
She was just being really quiet. I didn't know we hung up on her.
Oh, you missed the best call ever, Spessa. Radio.com is our sponsor this week. We're getting paid big bucks, so, you know.
$1 million every time we mention Universal Radio.
There will be a picture of me just holding shitloads of cash like that one guy from that other radio station that I'm not really allowed to make fun of anymore.
You mean Party 93.4? Oh, oops.
That one, yeah.
Yep.
I will.
Wait,
have
we're not allowed to make
cash.
Fun of that anymore?
I'm not.
Why not?
Because I'm too mean.
But we're not on Party 93 anymore.
It's hurting feelings in the industry.
Does Scott still listen? I mean, the guy whose name I'm not supposed to say on there. Does he still listen to the show?
Who knows?
Probably.
That's disgusting.
But
off of that topic now, goodbye, everybody. And we're going to play some more Billy Joel Piano Man now for Handler, which was interrupted by that guy from Minnesota.
Handler from Canada, but not near Calgary.
So, see you all next week. Hopefully, we'll have the issues worked out. Bye.
Bye.
And he's quick with a joke, or to light up your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be.